Spirograph by Kenner. So much fun, you'll never want to stop. Spirograph, the world's most fascinating new toy.
Circles. There you have a little bit of Spirograph. That is the one of the toys nominated for the Toy Hall of Fame we have with us this morning from The Strong. It is Chris Bench. Good morning, Chris. How are you today?
I am great.
We are excited to talk about some of the nominees for the Toy Hall of Fame. Some that we've seen on this list before, and there may be a couple new ones. I'm trying to see if there are. Let's talk a little bit first off with the one that I was playing a little commercial, Spirograph. And truth be told, I own one of these. In fact, I was cleaning a closet out over this weekend past and actually found that original Spirograph box with those pieces of the only thing I need to replace is the pens. I run out of ink too much, okay. Right?
I was going to ask if your ballpoints still had any ink in them, so I'm relieved to know that they had failed like so many things.
Well, there's only so many times you get something for a toy. More of an interactive educational toy, right?
That's right, and gave people an easy way to create geometric art with the gears and cogs that go in those wheels that you can... It was very pop art there in the mid-1960s when it first came out.
I wonder if they would still allow you to have those little push pins that you'd have in there. That seems like a safety hazard for a young child. I don't know the age group on that, but let's talk about some of the other ones that you have on this list, just going in alphabetical order as you have it listed on your site. Bingo, we've seen this one before, right?
We have. This is the second time for Bingo, and there are lots of folks who are surprised that it isn't in already. So maybe this will be its lucky year to finally be a winner.
Briar Horses, we thought those might have a chance too. This is another previous nominee.
It is, and we had a huge groundswell of input from Briar Horse fans both this year and last year who want to see their favorite ponies gallop into the winner's circle for the Hall of Fame.
Settlers of Catan, a sort of a board game that came out in the mid-90s. So you kind of have, not all of these things are sort of retro, as they say. And when I'm thinking of that, what is the length of time you'll need to have a toy in existence before you consider it as a possible Hall of Famer?
We look for toys that have been on the market continuously for at least 20 years. So toys that kids and their parents could both have grown up playing with. And all of these have that quality for sure.
Right. I see Light Bright on there. That's another one of those toys that you have to get new little black sheets that, right, to poke the holes in. Because once you do it, you kind of have to replace it. Or you want to make sure you have those little plastic colored the sticks that go into that. But that was a big toy for quite a number of years. I don't know if it's faded, no pun intended, as of late, but it still exists out there, right?
It is still out there, and if you check YouTube for Light Bright animations, people are doing amazing sort of stop-motion animation using the primitive pixels of Light Bright pegs to produce all kinds of effects on in video form.
Talking to Chris Bench this morning about the Toy Hall of Fame. Their nominees came out this past week. Masters of the Universe. He-Man and Skeletor are sitting there just waiting, right? This might be their
they
year.
They're probably getting a little peeved because this is their fifth time as a finalist, and I'm going to have to face their power if we don't get them in soon.
What do you think it is? Maybe what's the resistance? What are the people saying that they wouldn't want to put this one in?
I think it's just that there are so many great toys out there. It's tough competition. This year, we had nominations for more than 300 different toys. So there's lots of classics that deserve a place in the Hall of Fame.
Chris, how do you get those nominations? Is it simply members of the public who chime in?
It is. And in fact, if you're dismayed that your favorite isn't on our list for 22, you can start nominating for 2023 right now at museumofplay.org.
I see one of those that seems to be, I think is the new one, is Phase 10. This is a 1982 sort of rummy style game. Talk about that one.
You know, it may not be at the top of everyone's memory, but it is one that is the second most successful card game to Uno. So it is huge, and it's important because it has a black inventor. So something that we're trying to represent diversity in gender, in ethnicity, in the creators behind some of these classic toys.
Now, the one that came out last year, Pinata, we always, is it really a toy? It seems right. This is where I wonder about that.
Think of it as a game, because games fit under our umbrella for the National Toy Hall of Fame. So it's a party game, a classic party game. It has been around for way longer than we might think. It goes at least back to 13th century China in its form, even though we mostly associate it here in the U.S. with the piñata from Mexico.
Chris, I know this is not in this year's class, perhaps. I think it was inducted last year. We're talking about sand here, right? Sand got in last year, correct?
It did. And in fact, I recently did a Zoom talk for the Connecticut State because they were so excited with their beaches that they wanted to talk about sand being in the National Toy Hall of Fame.
How big is the sand exhibit there?
There is one bucket in my office that I am very careful not to tip over. So that would be a mess and a challenge that I don't want to have to face.
You could have just told Craig, sand is everywhere in the museum. You know how it is. If you come back from the beach, it shows up everywhere even years later on that. Let's talk about some of the remainders that are on this list. I'm excited that Nerf is on this list. Nerf has to be in. This is my vote if I had a chance to do that.
You know, that is the opinion of lots of folks. We'll see if you're correct on November 10th. But from its origin as a simple ball that you could toss around in the mid-1960s and not break your windows or grandmother's antiques, and now today the lines of Nerf blasters are for kids and grown-ups too. It's so much fun.
Yep. Pound puppies? Who wouldn't? These two irresistible. Who wouldn't want that pound puppy as a Hall of Famer?
This is their first year. They're from the same sort of time and mindset as Cabbage Patch Kids, of that you're not just buying a toy, you're adopting a puppy. And that made them a huge success when they came out in 1984. And they sold by the millions and pleased all the parents who'd been bugged for a dog in their household and could do it without something that needed walking.
Exactly. The pound puppy. That's a fun one, too. Racco. Craig here has
played
Racco.
Oh, yeah.
Racco.
I've got Racco.
Wow.
It is a great game for two or more, and it's nice, like Uno or Phase 10, that it can be a good game for people of multiple generations, that everyone can compete on a level playing field.
And finally, also on this list for nominees to get into the Toy Hall of Fame is Top.
That's right. The oldest toy of all of these probably goes back to prehistory. Tops are in cultures all around the world, from dreidels in the Jewish faith to the latest battling tops and Beyblades that are out there with high technology.
I own a Whizzer, by the way, just so you know. That's that the one that came out where you just run it on the floor and let it go. That's the version.
They
of
were fun.
The top that
they
I
were
had.
Great.
Yep. Well, we look forward to the actual presentation for the Hall of Fame. When does the Hall of Fame take place for the induction?
It is Thursday, November 10th at 10:30 in the morning is the induction. If any of your listeners want to make a journey to Rochester, New York, but you can also follow it on all the media, including right here on your radio station, WEOL.
We always like looking into that, too, and following along. Chris, we appreciate your time this morning, and we can get people excited to start playing here.
All right. Go toys.
Yeah, absolutely. 8:59 at WEOL.
We have Go Browns, Go Guardians. Now we've got Go Toys.
Go Toys.
I love it.
Absolutely. I like that. I got a coloring book over the weekend. It's not really.
I saw.
A coloring book is kind of, I think, in the Hall of Fame already inducted. I got a coloring book from the folks at the Apple Festival. That was kind of neat.
How about crayons?
I got the crayons from a previous guest. So I do have crayons at my desk, Craig. So maybe I'll start
Crayola
coloring into the. I'll stay between the lines too. I'm not one of those type of colors.